art, music, and dance. There are thousands of art, music, and dance therapists who do beautiful work with abused children, soldiers suffering from PTSD, incest victims, refugees, and torture survivors, and numerous accounts attest to the effectiveness of expressive therapies. However, at this point, we know very little about how they work or about the specific aspects of traumatic stress they address, and it would present an enormous logistical and financial challenge to do the research necessary to establish their value scientifically. The capacity of art, music, and dance to circumvent the speechlessness that comes with terror may be one reason they are used as trauma treatments in cultures around the world. One of the few systematic studies to compare nonverbal artistic expression with writing was done by James Pennebaker and Anne Krantz, a San Francisco dance and movement therapist. 1/3 of a group of 64 students was asked to disclose a personal traumatic experience through expressive body movements for at least 10 minutes a day for 3 consecutive days, and then to write about it for another 10 minutes. A second group danced but did not write about their trauma, and a third group engaged in a routine exercise program. Over the 3 following months, members of all groups reported that they felt happier and healthier. However, only the expressive movement group that also wrote showed objective evidence, better physical health, and an improved grade point average. The study did not evaluate specific PTSD symptoms. Pennebaker and Krantz concluded, "The mere expression of the trauma is not sufficient. Health does appear to require translating experiences into language." However, we still don't know whether this conclusion, that language is essential to healing, is in fact always true. Writing studies that have focused on PTSD symptoms, as opposed to general health, have been disappointing. When I discussed this with Pennebaker, he cautioned me that most writing studies of PTSD patients have been done in group settings where participants were expected to share their stories. He reiterated the point I've made previously, that the object of writing is to write to yourself, to let yourself know what you have been trying to avoid.